In all, the state-run USA Niagara Development Corporation has bought 31 parcels, including four properties along 3rd Street, which the corporation hopes to turn into commercial and residential uses. Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister says that would fit well with other development along 3rd Street.
If all of those were to return to active uses, there is a restaurant in part of one of the four buildings that is continuing in operation, but if those four parcels were to come back into active use, I think it's a dramatic boost to the fortunes of 3rd Street, which is our entertainment district, down adjacent to the downtown tourist district.
Other properties acquired in this $14 million purchase include the former Teletech building at 1st and Old Fall Streets and Tuscarora businessman Joe Anderson's former Niagara Adventure Park at 2nd Street and Main. Those plots would most likely be broken up into smaller development projects. Acting USA Niagara Development President Paul Tronolone says it is the next step in a redevelopment, which has already included removal of a portion of the former Robert Moses Parkway.
Now we're seeing the next stage of that, just starting a two-mile extension from downtown Niagara Falls all the way up to Whirlpool State Park, where the parkway will be removed, and it'll be basically create a 12-acre unbroken ribbon of open space from downtown up to Whirlpool. Along which we're hoping new things can happen. Some of these lands that we're acquiring abut that new open space being created.
The state expressed an interest in acquiring Anderson's Quality Inn and Suites on 1st Street, but according to the Niagara Gazette, complications with transferring liquor licenses left that property out of the deal. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.